So what I want to do, we have a, I have a friend of mine that's here tonight, Anthony, so I roped him. And I said, I want to have him share his quick testimony before Hamilton and Lena come up. I'd like to have him share what God is presently doing. How many have been touched by God real recently, have felt God's presence, have been healed, been set free, seen God's power work in their behalf? You know, that Christianity can't be lived any other way. We can't just read the history of the way it worked with Moses. We've got to have God change us. We've got to have us. How many of you know which that were in the book we've been studying? They were Pleasure Point studying the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 29.
That's right.
There's only 28 chapters in the book of Acts, and we're the next one. So, Anthony, come on up, buddy.
So, Anthony.
Last August, I struggled with depression and suicide for 10 years, you know, was in and out of 72 hour holds four or five times over those 10 years. I didn't know what was wrong with me in college and high school, towards the end of high school and college, drugs, alcohol. So that was not helping anything, but the suicidal thoughts came way before any drugs or alcohol did. And towards the end, around what August was, I was having nightmares on a nightly basis. It was about 6 weeks straight. I woke up one morning, I was up from 2:30 on. I waited till about 6 or 7 to call grandfather. I called my grandpa Bill. Told him, Grandpa, I'm sober, I'm going to church, I'm praying every morning. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I can't, I feel like I'm, something's haunting me from the inside. And he said, I don't know what to tell you right now, but I'm going to talk to some men. And that was his answer a lot of the time. And this wasn't like I just came to him broken in August. Me and Grandpa Bill have had several lunches over the last 3 to 4 years since my father died. And I've expressed at every single lunch that, Grandpa, I struggle, I pray, and I struggle, and I pray, and I struggle, and I don't know what's wrong with me, and I feel like I don't know God, I feel like I never met him, I feel like there's no grace, I don't know what any of you guys are talking about in church. I'm sober, I'm praying, I'm going to church, and I'm ready to kill myself. Like, I'm on the edge. I don't know what to do. He said he was going to talk to some men. He came, and he came back. He said, I want you to meet me at 5:30. There's a men's group at 5:30. You can be at my house at 4:30. I don't know what's going to go on, but you're going to get to meet some cool men and hopefully things will go right. So he had never been there. I had never been there. Long story short, I had an extremely powerful encounter with a lot of intensity. There was a lot of sweat, a lot of heat, a lot of light. I can say that since August, I can't call myself depressed anymore. I have not had one bad dream since August. I don't have these feelings of hating myself and hating the world anymore. I do have a conflict with the world because nothing's perfect, I have been depending on God, which is completely different than in the past when I felt like there wasn't support there. I would pray and then it would be done with and I would go on being mad. Something that happened in that room that I never felt before was the Holy Spirit came inside my body and filled me up. It's been amazing ever since. A short story about today that just shows me that God is rewarding and He's rewarding when you're obedient is that I had a promotional table going on for my work, and I had a worker working in it, and I didn't have to go, and I was going to kind of hang out at my shop and you know, hang out until Hilltop and be a little bit lazy and complacent and just send her on her way, Melinda, go do your thing. And I said, no, I want to make sure that she's making contact with the clients that she's dealing with. I want to make sure that they're getting offered meal plans. I want to make sure that if they have any questions, they're getting properly answered. And I had to actually pray to get myself up out of the shop. And I was like, God, give me some strength to get up and stop being lazy. So I get over to the table. First things first, we set up the table. Melinda says, Aunt, Daniel wants to break up with me. He asked if we could take a break yesterday. He said, I don't really care to get into personal stuff with my employees, but I said, well, what's going on, Melinda? And she said, well, he wants me to go to his church with him, and I don't want to go to his church. And I said, well, do you go to church? And she says, yeah, I've gone to church throughout my life, but I'm not that into it, and he's really into it. And I said, There's a couple things that I'm not telling you what to do, Melinda, but there's a couple things I want to put on the table, and I want you to know they're very, very serious things. So one, there's not very many 23-year-old boys that are going to be asking you and begging you to go to church and taking it seriously.
Right.
Two, if you don't maybe possibly entertain the idea, you may lose that 23-year-old boy that's asking you to go, and you may never find another one.
Come on.
Yeah. I said, Melinda, this is the most important part, is that you going to church with Daniel is making your relationship stronger, and any resistance of that is you saying you don't care for the relationship. Do you want the relationship stronger? She said, yes. I said, then there's no question. It was right there that she decided that she was gonna go to church.
Bam!
Wow.
So, yeah. I was really excited. There was a couple things, and I was telling my grandpa that there's some new awareness since I had that encounter, that I see these things, that if I didn't pray to get to the table to go work with Melinda, she would never shared what she shared with me. I would have never been able to minister to her. Yeah. On top of that, that one of the things that she said, when I said, well, why don't you want to go to church with her? She said, I don't like his church. I'm not used to the way that they serve the word, and I don't know anybody. I said, those are all really, really bad excuses. It was the power in her words. She was telling herself and believing all of those things.
Yeah.
And I had to help her see some truth. And that was just amazing that you brought that up, because it was like just more and more awareness over the whole unfolding of today. It was amazing. So thank you.
You didn't ask me to speak, but I have to say something.
Stick, come on.
Grandpa Bill.
Before my visit to the encounter and experience with Anthony, the Holy Spirit was just another of the piece of the triangle. It didn't get talked about, wasn't felt. I'm becoming aware of what the Holy Spirit means to the believer.
So that's what happens in the encounter room for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.